Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. I hope you had a fantastic Shabbos. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 15th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, the Schwartz family, whom you can view prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Shalom Lubin, Mor D'Asra of Congregation Shaya Ahavat Torah in Parsippany, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Lubin reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, 130. There's a link for those in the email. And Rabbi Lubin will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Lubin.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. It's a pleasure to share a few words with all of you today. You know, being that the holiday of Shavuot has passed and now we look ahead towards the summer months, the next Yomim Tovim on the calendar are really the Yomim Noraim, the high holidays, which in a way are a long way off, but in a way, for a pulpit rabbi, for rabbis that prepare drushos and sermons, it's not all that far away. And I'll tell you a little secret. Rabbis that prepare sermons on a regular basis, particularly meaningful ones for the Yomim Noraim, always have their eyes out and are always looking for a little bit of new inspiration. So I'll share with you that a few years ago, it was early September, around Labor Day, and I was desperately trying to find a little inspiration to put into my Rosh Hashanah drasha. And I was in the fruit market. I'm minding my own business. I'm getting my vegetables, and I'm standing near the tomatoes, and there's several people there gathering tomatoes into their bags, and I overhear a conversation. There's an elderly man standing, putting tomatoes into his bag, and a lady comes up next to him. She starts taking some tomatoes. And she turns to him and says, "Nice day today, isn't it?" And he turns back to her and he says, "Every day is a nice day." Nope. Then he continues and he says, "I'm a heart transplant survivor. Every day is a nice day." I heard that and I said, now I have something to put into my drasha. Truth be told, we live in difficult times. We've gone through challenges for months on end. The latest upheaval in our society gets us all shook up a little bit. And with all of the chaos and all the turmoil going on in the world, at times we can lose focus and we can forget that every day is really a nice day. Every day of life that we have is truly a gift and not something to ever really take for granted. I'll share with you an incident that happened last week. Family I'm very close to, last Sunday, decided they wanted a little break. The kids are cooped up. They're doing Zoom school. They can't take it anymore. They're going to rent a house down by the Jersey Shore, an hour away. Stay there for a few weeks. The kids will do school online anyway, and they'll get a chance to relax. Sunday morning, they move into the house. Sunday night, 5 o'clock Monday morning, the house catches fire. They know nothing about this. Hashgacha Pratis by divine providence, a neighbor from across the bay, sees the house on fire at 5 o'clock in the morning, calls 911. The firemen bang down the door, wake them up, carry them out of the house, parents, four children, housekeeper. Thank God everyone's safe, everyone's well. Tremendous miracle. The firemen say another 15 minutes. If that gentleman wouldn't have gone outside 5 o'clock in the morning across the bay, Chas v'shalom, God forbid, who knows what could have happened. So I call this lady up. I speak to her a little bit. Obviously, there's trauma. And she tells me something. She says her friends called her up, and they said, "You must be upset that here you had all these suitcases you packed for your trip and your phones and your iPads and all of your possessions all up in smoke, and everything's gone." And she turned to me and said, "Rabbi, it couldn't bother me the least. I'm alive. My family's alive. We have our life. That's all that really matters. Nothing else matters at all." And I think that's a message we as traditional Jews live with each and every day. The first tefillah we say in the morning, the first prayer we say when we wake up, Moda ani lefonecha melech chai v'kayom. Thank you, God, for giving me another day to appreciate the beauties of this world, another day to appreciate life. And that's not something we should ever take for granted. So in a crazy world, at a crazy time, when we're busy and we're stressed, let's pause for a moment and remember just how precious life is, just how valuable our life is, and just how grateful we are. Moda ani lefonecha, thank you, Hashem, for giving me today to enjoy. You know, it says in Mishlei, a famous line in Proverbs, Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, that every human being is compared to a candle. The Torah reading that we begin this week, Parshas Behalotcha, speaks about Aaron HaKohen, Aaron the high priest, lighting the menorah each and every day. And truth be told, each one of us is compared to a candle. Every human being, every neshama, every soul is compared to a flame. And a flame is powerful, and a flame gives light. But a flame is also delicate, and a flame needs to be protected. And each one of us can be grateful each and every day for the flame that Hashem has entrusted in our soul, in our neshama, in our life, the flame called life. And each one of us, each and every day, can recognize and realize just how valuable and how precious and how fragile this life that we have is, to always be grateful for it and always live it to the fullest. We say every day in our prayers, in the davening before Kriya Shema, Or Chadash Al Tzion Tor, V'nizke Chulanu Mehera Li'oro. God will bring about a new light on Tzion, on Zion, V'nizke Chulanu, and we should all merit Mehera swiftly to its light. May the light within our neshama, the light within our souls, brighten our lives, brighten our worlds, until the entire world is brightened and fulfilled with the true light which will come upon Zion with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, with the coming of our righteous Messiah. May it be speedily in our days. Amen. At this time, I will recite chapter 20, Kapitel Chaf, in the Psalms, followed by chapter 27, followed by chapter 130. Lam natzeyach mizmor l'David, yamcha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisragevcha shem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol minchosecha, li'olascha yidash nesela, Yiten lecha chilba vecha, v'chol atzos ka yemale. Niranina bishua secha, uvishem Eloheinu nidgol. Yemale Adonai kol mishalo secha. Ata yodaiti ki hoshia Adonai mishicho. Ya'aneyu mishmei kodsho. Digvuros yesha yemino. Ele vorechev viele vasusim. Vanachnu bishe madonoi Elohei nunazgir. Hema karu vinafalu. Vanachnu kamnu vanisodad. Adonoi hoshia. Hamelech yanenu viyom karenu. Psalm 27. David Adonai Ori, V'yishi Mimi Ira, Adonai Maos Chayoi, Mimi Eschod, V'krov Alai Mireim, Lechol Esbisori, Tarai V'oi Vaili, Hema Koshlu V'nafalu, Imtachane Alai Machane, Lo Yira Libi, Im takum alai milchama bizos ani boteach. Ach ha-shoalti me'eis Adonai, oso avakesh. Shifti b'veis Adonai, ko yemei chayai. Lasos b'noam Adonai, u'bevaker b'heicholo. Ki yitzvenei ni besuko b'yom roh. Yastireini b'seisir ahalo b'tzur yeromineini. V'yato yorum roshi aloi vay sivosai. V'yez b'cho b'yahalo zivchei sruwa. Oshira v'azamra ladonoi. Shma Adonai koli ekra. V'choneini v'aneini. Lecha amar libi abakshufanai, es ponecha Adonai avakesh, al taster ponecha mimeni, al tat be'af avdecha es rosi hoyiso, al titsheini v'al tazveini Elohei ishi. Ki avi v'imi azovuni, v'adonai asveni. Horeini Adonai darkecha, unecheini b'yorach mishor leman shoreroi. Al titneini b'nefesh etzoroi, ki kamu v'yede sheker v'feich chamas. Lule hemanti leros, betuv Adonai, b'yeretz chayim. Kavei el Adonai, chazak v'yamech libecho, v'kavei el Adonai. Psalm 130, Kapitel Kuf Lamed. Shir hamalos, mimamakim, kirosicho Adonai. Adonai, yeshima b'koli. Tiena osnecho kashuvos lekol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai mi yamod. Ki imcho haslicho leman tivorei. Ki visi Adonai kivso nafshi. Bilidvoro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mi shomerim l'boker, shomerim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kiim Adonai hachesed, v'harbeimo fedus. Behu yifdes Yisrael, mikol avonosov. I'll now recite the Mishaberach for Cholim, for all those that are not well. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo who yivarech v'yirape et hacholim. Bavur shebli neder yitnu litzvaka bavuram bischarzeh kodesh baruch hu yimal rachamim aleihem lahachlimam ulerapposam ulehachzikam ulehachiosam v'yishlach lahem mehera refuah shlema min hashamayim b'chol evareihem u'b'chol gideihem b'sol shar chol Yisrael refuah hanefesh u'refuah haguf hashto bagolo v'zman kariv v'nomar amein. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzara uvashivya, haomdim bein bayom uvein bayabosha, hamokom yirachem aleihem, biyotziyem mitzara lirvacha, umeyafela liyora, umishibud legiula, hashto bagolo vizman kariv, v'nomar amein.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Lubin. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered. Latova, may the Rivono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Monday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Simcha Sneid of Congregation Anshei Sfard in Louisville, Kentucky. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.